You know, when we lose someone or something that we dearly love, a husband, a wife, a parent, a child, perhaps even a job or a whole career, it's natural that we should mourn the loss. In fact, psychologists tell us that it's incredibly important that we mourn the loss for our longer-term well-being. But in the middle of that time of mourning, it doesn't feel as though God wants to bless us. But let me tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. I want to chat with you today about something really important. It's about mourning. No, not that time when the sun pops up over the horizon each day. That's not the sort of mourning that I'm talking about. It's the sort of mourning that we do when we lose a loved one, when we get retrenched, when there's a fire or a flood that destroys our house, or whatever other loss or hurt would cause us to mourn. Because when we're mourning a loss, when we're grieving, it's at that time in our lives, maybe more than any other time, that we experience a sense of disappointment with God's promises of blessing. And that's what we're looking at this week, and in fact over the next couple of weeks on the program, this reality that you and I so often equate God's promise of blessing with the world's notion of success. If God's blessing me, then obviously I have plenty of money, plenty of food, nice place to live, good health, great relationships, a satisfying but not too challenging job. If God's blessing me, then those are the things that I have. But if one of those things isn't quite right, if one of those expectations isn't quite being met, then obviously, God isn't blessing me. God, why not? What's the matter with you, God? That's how our thinking often goes. Maybe not quite as vocally as that. Maybe we wouldn't quite put it into those words. But when we're mourning and grieving and going through the pain of loss, so often it's made doubly worse, like a double whammy, because at the same time, it feels like God's forsaken us. Have you ever been in that place? We're continuing our look today at God's definition of blessing. Yesterday we saw how those who were truly poor in spirit were blessed because theirs was the kingdom of God. But right now, let's look at the next blessing that Jesus talks about in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Now, if ever something that Jesus said seemed crazy, this would have to be it, wouldn't it? Think back to the last time that you mourned a loss. What was it? Was it a death? Was it a breakdown in a relationship? Was it unemployment? Was it one of your children? What was it? You know immediately what it was, because you can remember the pain. You can remember the loss. You can remember that sense of hopelessness and feeling completely alone. You can remember how dark and cold and lonely a place that was, even if perhaps you had some people around you to comfort you, can't you? So, can I ask you, right in the middle of your time of great loss, of mourning, of grieving, were you happy? Did you feel blessed? I didn't think so. And yet Jesus has the temerity to say, blessed are those who mourn, for they'll be comforted. Now, let's unpick that just quickly so we understand the full force of what he's saying. Firstly, that word blessed. There are a few Greek words used in the New Testament which are translated into the English word blessed. And in many respects, this is the strongest one. It's the most direct one. It means literally to be happy. In fact, some of the older Bible translations, you may have read it this way. Happy are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And please note with me that the word happy is set in the present tense. So, right in the middle of that time of loss, of grieving, of mourning, you will be happy, Jesus said, because you're going to be comforted in the future. Let me ask you something. Can that be true? I mean, really, grieving is grieving. It's a process. There are different stages of grieving that are well understood by psychologists and counsels. It goes something like this. There's denial, then anger, then bargaining, then depression, and then acceptance. That's the traditional model. There are a few variations around that, but pretty much anyone who's ever been through grief and mourning will recognize those different stages. It's really, really tough. So, is it really possible for us to stick happy right in the middle of that? I've had one major episode of loss in my life. There have been other smaller ones along the way, but one really significant one. And it was in the middle of that dark period in my life that I first met Jesus. And I can attest to the fact that in the middle of the darkest days, what Jesus says is true. I'll get to that, my personal experience, in a minute. But over the years, I've spoken with many, many people who have been through times of mourning and grief. In fact, as I read and answer many of the emails we receive here at Christianity Works in response to these radio programs, one of the most common questions that I find myself responding to is this: how did what you say the other day relate to this particular loss or this particular grief in my life? Now, it's not always quite those words, but that's so often what underlies the question. And it's my great privilege to be able to speak God's love and God's truth into those situations in people's lives. And most often the response I receive after that is a sense of revelation and comfort at the powerful way in which God's word ministers into their lives. You know what really strikes me? Without God's word, apart from knowing the truth, we're so completely, so utterly lost. We're in this dark place and there seems no way out until the light of Jesus shines in that place. And all of a sudden we can see, all of a sudden we can feel his warmth. For me, it so often, in fact, almost always begins with knowing the truth in the middle of the mourning, in the middle of the grief, in the middle of going through those struggles after a great loss. My friend, if you are mourning a loss right now, please listen to the truth. You are blessed because Jesus means to comfort you. That's the truth. And he means to comfort you in a very real way. I remember being in that dark place of mourning and grief. It went on for a long time, several months, and it actually took a year or two to get through. It was awful. There were so many days when it felt like I was being torn apart. And yes, there were some well-meaning friends around me who tried to comfort me, and they were great. I mean, I wouldn't have made it through without them. But somehow, I can't quite put it into words, nothing they said made a difference at the end of the day. It's like the grief had put this impenetrable and invisible shield around me, and they just couldn't break through it. It's the best way I can describe it. But in the middle of that inky blackness, isolated from everyone else, I decided to start reading my Bible. In that dark place, I started to pray, and I was totally bowled over because the very presence of God himself was palpable. He encouraged me. I discovered later that the word that Jesus used to describe the Holy Spirit to his disciples when they were in fear for their lives literally means encourager and comforter. It's kind of bizarre to look back on because the pain in the morning went on, as I said, for quite some time. But in the middle of that was God, very real, very present, to comfort me through. And I came out of that time a totally different person, far from perfect, let me hasten to add, but totally different. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but whilst I wouldn't wish that much pain on my worst enemy, I simply wouldn't swap it for anything in this world. The truth is, pain is never easy. Mourning and grief are never easy, and we wouldn't wish them upon themselves or anyone else. But they're not meant to be easy. Whatever their cause, if we'll just get still before God, we'll discover the greatest blessing of all, God himself, to console us in our grief, to comfort us, to heal us as only he can. With all my heart, I know this to be true, that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. May you be so blessed one day when you are mourning. God is a God who wants to bless you, who wants to pour his extravagant grace out on you to give you a new life, however impossible that might seem, given the things you have going on in your life just at the moment. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called God's Abundant Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually lay hold of his mighty blessing and his extravagant grace. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you reflect on God's word and apply it right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.